This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. CPN Unified Socialist recommends new names for ministerial appointments, recalling cabinet ministers. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba stresses utilization of natural resources for creating employment within the country. Monsoon arrives a week ahead of normal onset in Nepal. And container depot blast kills at least 49 people in Bangladesh. Now the news in detail. CPN Unified Socialist has submitted names of new ministers to be inducted into the government. During a meeting with Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, party chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal submitted the names of the new ministers to the Prime Minister. As per the party's decision, the CPN Unified Socialist is sending Meetmani Chowdhury as Urban Development Minister, Jivan Ram Shrestha as Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister, and Sher Bahadur Kumar as Labour, Employment and Social Security Minister. Incumbent State Minister for Health Bhavani Khapung has been promoted to the Health and Population Minister. The party has decided to replace the existing ministers Ram Kumari Chankri, Prem Bahadur Ali, Krishna Kumar Shrestha and Birodh Khatiwada. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has stressed the need for using natural resources for eradicating poverty and creating employment opportunities within the country. Addressing the General Assembly of the Far Western Region Concern Forum in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba said the rate of poverty in the Far Western region was not reduced despite gradual infrastructural development in the region. The Prime Minister also pointed out the need for cooperation among all three tiers of government in the formulation of policies and programs to end poverty and inequality. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota held a meeting at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday. According to Speaker Sapkota's secretariat, the meeting was focused on election to the Chair of State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives and leadership of the Public Accounts Committee. Likewise, discussions were held on different bills, including Bill on Citizenship and election to the Deputy Speaker. Chairman of CPN-UML K.P. Sharma Oli has said conservation of nature and human being is imperative for development and prosperity. At a program organized by the Tulsilal Memorial Foundation and All Nepal Women Association on the occasion of the World Environment Day yesterday, the former Prime Minister reminded that all the Sagarmatha dialogue was proposed during his premiership in 2020, focusing mountain and environment. It was postponed due to COVID-19. Chairman Oli further viewed environment conservation is one of the agendas of SDGs to be achieved by 2030. Concerned stakeholders have discussed the necessary amendment of the Citizenship Act. Spokesperson of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Farnindra Mani Pokhrel, said the government has been effortful to find consensus among the political parties and endorse it from the current session of the House of Representatives. The discussion held with the initiation of Home Minister Balkrishna Khant was attended by Women, Children and Senior Citizen Minister Umar Redmi, Law Minister Gobinda Prasad Sharma, Nepali Congress Whip Puspa Bhusal, among others. This year, monsoon entered Nepal before the tentative date for its arrival. The Meteorological Forecasting Division confirmed that the monsoon made its entry into the country yesterday from Province 1 and it will set in motion in other parts of the country after a few days. In its special bulletin yesterday, the division had stated that June 13 was the tentative date for the arrival of the monsoon in Nepal. The four-month period from June to September is defined as the monsoon period in South Asia. During this period, Nepal receives 80% of annual rainfall. Two people have been injured in a gas explosion at Kanak petrol pump at Teku in Kathmandu yesterday. The injured have been identified as Kishori Shah of Jagannathpur Rural Municipality in Parsa District and Deepak Kumar Shah from the same place and currently staying at Kalimati in Kathmandu. According to the police range Kathmandu, the explosion occurred accidentally when the fuel burst around 5 p.m. The explosion took place while welding the cover of the tank. Police said both injured ones are receiving treatment at the National Trauma Center in Kathmandu. Investigation into the case is on the way. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. A fire and huge explosion have killed at least 49 people and injured hundreds more at a storage depot near the city of Chitgong in Bangladesh. The BBC says many of the injured are said to be in a critical condition and the number of people killed is expected to rise. Meanwhile, the Dhaka Tribune quotes police that the fire broke out at 9 p.m. last night. Then there was a massive explosion at around 11:45 p.m. local time. Bangladesh government has announced that each family of the deceased would get 50,000 local currency as the compensation. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that Russia will expand the list of targets it will attack in Ukraine if Western countries send long-range weapons to Kyiv. The warning came as explosions shook parts of Kyiv on Sunday in the first airstrikes on the capital for weeks. Russia says it hit tanks supplied by European countries. Russia refocused its military efforts on the Donbas at the end of March after pulling back from the Kyiv region. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1. But the East Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, along with hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province 1, but the East Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. CPN Unified Socialist recommends new names for ministerial appointments, recalling cabinet ministers. Prime Minister Sher Badu Deoba stresses utilization of natural resources for creating employment within the country. Monsoon arrives a week ahead of normal onset in Nepal. And container depot blast kills at least 49 people in Bangladesh. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.